Watcher Radio representing East Coast. Jeez, I've been saying that for 13 years on this show. We are live tonight. We're generally live. Today is, stand by. Yow! Today is April like 30th, I believe. So, stand by. And we got the return of Scott Henslow, so he's going to be joining us in about 30 minutes. I got Redbeard actually queued in, I believe. Redbeard, you there?
I'm here.
You hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
Check one. How come you sound far away?
I don't know. Is this better?
Yeah, you sound better. What were you trying to accomplish? Were you trying to, like, you know, sit back in a chair, like, 12 feet away from the speaker?
Just
is that what you had in mind? Yeah.
Serious and elusive.
Not going to work, bro. All right, let me go into the chat box. Hold on. Let's see if anybody's in there. All right, it's giving me a violation. I can't even get in. What the heck is going on here? It says, please install Flash. What do I need that for? Okay, I'm in the chat box, and there's a few people in there. You could get to the chat box manually. MixLR.com/WatchmenRadio, and that's Watch M-E-N, not M-A-N. So you type that into your browser, MixLR.com/, that's the one down by the question mark, and that's Watch Men Radio. Watch M-E-N Radio, not M-A-N. So you'll get right to the chat box. People that have been mailing us and your mail went back to you, that's because that P.O. box is gone. And I'm glad it is because it was far. So all mail you could send to Watchman Radio /Richard Keltner, K-E-L-T-N-E-R. And that's going to be 47 West Lake Drive. That's two words, West Lake. So West space Lake Drive. That's Patchogue, P-A-T-C-H-O-G-U-E, New York, 11772. Our toll-free number is 877-734-6327. Faith Radio Project has been stagnant because of me, and I've been neglecting getting all the chips burnt out and ready to go. One of the SD copiers burnt out, and that threw me a loop, so I'm going to get ramped up in that, I believe, this week. I'll be caught up. So, Faith Radio, of course, if you need one, keep the faith in that. Have faith in the Faith Radio. And stand, you know, strong, waiting for that. 877-734-6327, toll free. Snail mail, of course. Watchman Radio /Richard Keltner, K-E-L-T-N-E-R. It's going to be 47 West Lake Drive. Two words, West space Lake Drive. Patchogue, P-A-T-C-H-O-G-U-E, New York, 11772. I'm saying this twice because people for years, 13 years, have been mailing to that other address. And it's almost second nature to you. You know, people that have been listening for a long time and your mail's going back. And that's because it's that thing, we're not using the Babylon one. So, with that being said, yeah, we get that out of the way. I want to touch on some verses because we got Scott, I'm sure Jimmy wants to say something. This last July, when I had a dream about Donald Trump, very important to be led spiritually because a lot of people are led by, I don't know what they're led by, but they're led by like their own thought processing. And that's very dangerous. It's always better to hear from the Lord spiritually. Like if you're mature in dreams and dream interpretation, you know, I've been directed by the Lord in dreams for many years. I'm even doing this radio station because I had a dream. Music ministry because of a dream. All certain things I've been directed to do or have been in dreams and testing dreams and then waiting on interpretations. And all throughout Scripture, we see God leading his people through dreams. It's all throughout the whole Bible. It's unbelievable. And it's like people just kind of neglect the magnitude of dreams and dream interpretation, because we know in Scripture, even Pilate's wife, you can see right down into God speaking to Pilate's wife in a dream. And God directed Joseph, Jesus' father, through dreams to maneuver around situations and circumstances. This is all throughout Scripture. So the dream I had in July about Trump, people got angry at me because they said he's ungodly. You know, he's damned and all this. And, you know, God would never use somebody that's divorced and is rich because he's going to hell. He's rich. You know, all these things they chose to. This other guy, Cruz, is the holy man. And I try to explain to people that I had a dream about this, that God showed me the blessing upon Donald Trump. And this is back in July. And, you know, it's all recorded on Watcher Radio in the archives. So, you know, that was when he was, what, 5%? But now we see he's polling very well. And, you know, God just chooses whoever he wants. You don't decide that. It's just unbelievable how people can actually sit there and figure out that God would never choose somebody. And it's really up to him, because it says in Scripture, he'll have grace on whoever the hell he wants to have grace, he said. Okay, so that's the big problem. He'll have mercy on whoever he wants, and he'll have grace. It says it right there. So, you know, if God chooses somebody, that's up to God. And you have to be careful. And I went over this a couple weeks ago with Pharaoh Necho, how Josiah got killed. Pharaoh Necho was marching out with orders from the Lord. And Josiah, same thing. But he was a powerful man of God, not like most of the people today. And he was mighty of the Lord, instituting Passover and smashing the golden calf up in the northern part of Samaria. And instituting great Passover, but he couldn't get it through his head that God was using Pharaoh Necho. And then Pharaoh Necho said, no, I'm warning you, don't get in my way, because I'm on a mission of the Lord too. And then Josiah flipped out and said, no way. He marched out in the battle in disguise and he got killed. So that's a perfect analogy of people marching out against something they just believe, no way would the Lord use Pharaoh Necho. Just no way. They conceive it in their mind, and it got him killed. He didn't have to go down that way. That was strictly through religious pride. Now, with that being said, I know that Donald Trump has certain things in his life that, you know, like we all have things that God is working on in our walk and has grace, and then the accountability goes up and so on and so forth in a walk. So I want to touch on this because there's been so much division in the body that is actually the devil loves. And regardless if you're this Cruz and he does this thing with his hands as a pyramid and he says body of Christ arise and does all this religious stuff. And I just don't feel an anointing on the guy. I'm sorry. And I have spiritual discernment. I believe I do. And I believe I hear from God in dreams. Obviously, Jimmy would say I dream of the Twin Tower coming down, posted on the internet, FBI came to my church. I mean, I've been persecuted just for having accurate dreams in my life. Right, Jimmy? I mean, you knew me when I had the dream.
Absolutely.
So what I'm trying to say is, if I'm being directed from something spiritually, I've been directed spiritually, I can care less about what you believe through your own thinking process. Because, listen, his thoughts are not our thoughts and his ways are not our ways. You can't figure out the Lord. Sometimes you just can't. You know, he does things different. He's not in a box. You can't box him. He'd be spitting 1 second on somebody's eyes and then healing somebody from 200 miles away. You know, we just can't figure out the process and the program of the Lord. Now, so I believe the dream I have is of the Lord. I do. Could be wrong, but I'm letting you know I believe it was of God. And I say could be wrong because everybody could be wrong about something. But on the same token, I'm through my experience in dreams, I banked on that. And as you can see, it's been a year. And what do people say now? Well, the more people that comes against him, the more he gets stronger. The more attacks he has, the more he gets stronger. That's the blessing of God, folks. That's the blessing of God. You are witnessing the real blessing of God on somebody's life. And they can't figure it out. Why? Well, the more we attack, I mean, get stronger. They just don't get it. And then you look in Scripture and you say, where do we see that? When we know in Josiah, Joshua, the more armies they mounted against Joshua, the stronger the more defeat they had. They just couldn't do it. So that's what we're seeing here. Now, with that being said, the division. Great division. People hate everybody now. Christians want to kill each other over this. Very crucial, because the enemy loves using division to sow hatred and bitterness and resentment. You could get sick and die just from harboring bitterness and resentment and hate. It is the greatest door for the devil. So I want to touch on Jesus Christ's commandment in this area, because you have to force yourself, if you have this urge in you where you hate that person because they like Donald Trump, or you hate, I just can't stand them. You know, this is rising up in you. You have a problem. There is an issue. And the enemy is going to use this door. And I'm not just talking in this election process. I'm talking anything. It could be something, somebody disappointed you, hurt you, bitterness or resentment. You might have a legitimate reason. But we're commanded to forgive. You have to forgive no matter what it is. Now, this is the key. I want to start in John 14:15. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will go give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. This is the promise of the Holy Spirit. Now notice that word commandments. We know the greatest commandment, we'll get in a minute, but in John 13:34, it says, and a new commandment I give you. And when you think about that new commandment, we knew the Ten Commandments. We knew a lot of the commandments Christ was issuing. But here he says, I'm giving you a new one. So you could just tack this right on, like Commandment 11 or whatever you want to think of it as. This is a new commandment. This is Jesus Christ issuing what he called a new commandment. And it says, I give it to you now, that you love one another even as I have loved you. That you also love one another. By this is the key, by this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. So this is not only a new commandment, think about that, this also is reflecting on an identity in the kingdom. And an identity in the world, that you are recognizable as a disciple of Christ, and by doing so, and being marked as a disciple of Christ, the exploits would be easier to minister. This is a great door for the kingdom of God to flow through you, because it says right here that you'll be marked as my disciple. If you love one another. So, this is very important. Very, very important. New commandment. and is marking you as a disciple, and the world will know that you are my disciple because you love one another. Now, when you think about this, why is he talking about this? Because he knew there would be division. He knew there would be offense. We saw it in the book of Acts. And it's going on today. Social media is like a war zone. I'm going to step it up to John 15. Now notice John 14. We started there. If you love me, you keep my commandments. It's a way of proving that you love the Lord. It's a way of proving. You know, some people say they love you, but a way of proving it is to keep his commandments. You must prove your love. You just don't say it. You prove it in a way where you are following what the Lord has spoken to you to do. Okay? Very important. This is all about faithfulness. Now, John 15, 12. This is my commandment that you love one another just as I loved you. He said it again in John 15, 12. So you see, repeating it, marketing it as a new commandment, saying it's an identification process of the kingdom. Very important that you'll be marked as a disciple because of it. Matthew 22, verse 37 to 40. Well, I don't know if I'm going that far, but it says, Jesus said unto them, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. Now, this is very important because this is the greatest commandment. You love the Lord with every part of your heart, every part of your soul, every part of your mind, and you can speak to these parts of your body and your mind daily and command them to conform to this. This is the greatest and the first commandment, Jesus said. But when we look at 1 John, I'm going to go to 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. This kind of sums it up. This is where I'm going to sum it up. It says, If a man say, I love the Lord, and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love the Lord, for he is not seen? So, this is the word of God, people. Right here it says it. It sums it up right here. You can fall out of love of the Lord by hating your brethren. And curses flow. Now, Revelation 21:8, we know all liars burn in the pit of hell. And I've learned over the past 2 years to take the epistles literally. They're real. God has divinely put this word together. Just to go and say, well, it's an epistle, you know, it's just... It's not really, you know, the gospel. And a lot of people do that and they try to figure it out in that way to skate by. There's no skating by. This is, if any man say he loves the Lord, praise God, I love the Lord. Oh, I hate that bastard. You see what I'm saying? He's a Donald Trump supporter. Like to punch him in the face. You know, it's like unbelievable. There's, you get it? Out of your life. Because I'm telling you, in deliverance ministry, this is the greatest doorway for sickness. And I'll tell you which are the three sicknesses. Always cancer. Through bitterness. Always arthritis. For resentments. And cysts. For all unforgivenesses. Take root in your body for allowing this fertilization for the enemy. Because what I've just spoken on is fertilization for the enemy to sow seeds of spiritual demonic powers to embed and grow. And they'll water them from your own attitudes. When your attitudes grow, that's the watering of this sicknesses that can grow. Get it, break it, cast it out, renounce it, I don't want that in my life. I forgive all those that have hurt me, disappointed me in any way. I let it go. Want it out. Don't want no door. That person said something that offended me. I let it go. Bless them, Lord. Let the blood of Jesus be on that person. Peace. I bid them peace. Let it go. Praise God. The enemy tried to get me with that, Lord. It's not going to work because I forgive that one. I forgive this one that disappointed me. I forgive that one that said something to me. I forgive this one. I let it go. And God bless them if they're alive. Just leave it like that. Close the door, and any spirit or any demon that would try to gain entry, leave me now. I rebuke it and get out of here. I renounce it. Let it go in Jesus' name. Jimmy.
Amen. I mean, that's the whole thing. People, it's not even just about Donald Trump or the election or the hate, the vitriol that is coming forth because of this cycle that we're going through. We see this is a picture of everyday life. People think they know something about you, and they go around just bad-mouthing you, and they hate you, and they despise you. They don't even know why. It's because they're being controlled and manipulated by demonic forces. Those demonic forces are manipulating that person to try to tear you down, to try to break you down, so the enemy can have a doorway to attack you. So when you respond in kind, when somebody is showing you hate, you're just playing into the enemy's hand. It's where Scripture talks about kicking against the pricks. Something's attacking you, and you think that you're going to try to fight it off, but in actuality, by trying to fight it off, you're hurting yourself or damaging yourself worse than if you would have just turned it over to the Father. We have to remember that we are servants in His kingdom. He is not a servant in ours. And He tells us if we will turn those battles over Him, if we'll turn those fights over to Him, that He will fight our battles. Trust me, if He's the one fighting our battles, we will never come out on the losing end. This is a lesson I had to learn early in ministry, whether it be from jealousy or whatever. Especially, if you start getting a recognizable name.
Well, you've always been jealous of me, and I forgive you.
Okay.
I don't blame you, especially because of my guitar playing. You always. But, yeah, you're right.
People just, they, for whatever reason, whether it's jealousy or whether you wore purple and they hate the color purple, there's some reason, you didn't shake their hand when you came in the church or something that just did not set right with them, and now they have this personal vendetta against you, and you don't even know why. And so they start attacking you, and our flesh automatically wants to defend itself. But we have to realize that we are no longer controlled by our flesh. We are now spiritual beings because we have been born again, created a new creation in Messiah Yeshua. So we have to let that fleshly attitude of retaliation go to the background, which is a whole lot easier said than done, and we have to pray for that person in love, that whatever's going on in their life that's causing them to do these things, that the Father will bring them to a true heart of repentance and restore them to the place that He wants them to be. The Bible says that when we do this, that we heap coals of fire upon their head. Okay, that means the Father is now going to bring judgment into their life to curb their attitude, to curb whatever this spirit is that's trying to take over them, and He's going to bring them back to Himself. And that's what this whole thing's about. It's not His will that any should perish, but that all would come to Him. But if they attack His children, and His children do exactly what He told them to do by responding in love, by responding in kind to them, then He is going to wage that battle, and we will emerge out of that victorious. Did I lose it?
No, we're trying to listen to you.
Well, I mean, it's just the whole mentality of knowing that the Father's word is the Father's word. And if we will walk in what he told us to do, if we will begin to shape and form our personalities and our minds and our physical makeup to walk in obedience to everything that he's commanded us to do, from Genesis 1 and 1 to Revelation 22 and 21, if we will just go to that book and search these things out and then try to the best of our ability to walk in them. Me and another brother was just talking this week, and, you know, he's recently returned to the faith, and you know, the Father's blessing him. He's like, you know, I can't remember ever being so blessed in my whole life. I said, well, what Scripture says, he says, if you'll walk in his ways and be obedient to his commandments, that he will bless you so much that the blessings will come upon you and overtake you. Well, if we will just get that one little topic down right there, then the blessings of the Father are going to flow in our lives. So when people attack us, we're automatically going to respond to them with joy, with love, with peace, with gentleness, with meekness, faith, temperance, mercy. We're going to respond to them with the fruit of the Spirit rather than the works of the flesh. And if we will respond to them with the works, with the fruit of the Spirit, then the Father at that point takes control of that whole battle. And you are no longer fighting that battle, but he is fighting on your side and fighting for you. Now you can sit back and take it easy because you know the battle is already won.
Well, we don't want any calls going on their head. We want reconciliation. Okay, right away you want to burn people. You're like, oh, let coals fall on their head. You know, there can be reconciliation without judgment. I mean, people can mend, okay, just through, you know, people.
Well,
just,
sure. I mean, the Bible says when you
right away you want to burn people's skulls,
face.
you know, fire on their head.
We have to go to those brothers and sisters that may be fallen by the wayside and say, you know, hey, I love you. I care about you. I see something that is going to be seriously spiritually damaging to you here. And, you know, anytime you need me to, let's pray about it. Let's seek the Father and get this thing under the blood.
Yeah, very important. All right, so what we're going to do is stay on the line, Jimmy. We got Scott coming on. And let me patch him in right now. Stand by. Please work. God, please work.
I am here, Richard.
Hey, Scott, you sound fabulous.
Great.
You know, man, I was, you know, sometimes with the Skype's like a roll of the dice. I got Redbeard Jimmy on the line, and he's over in Oklahoma.
Okay.
I think you know Redbeard.
Yeah, I've heard the name.
Nobody knows his name. It's just Redbeard.
You know? I'm incognito.
But Scott Hessler has been on many times, I think, maybe 4 or 5 times. And it's always a pleasure having you on, Scott, because you're just like-minded. We, you know, some people you just really enjoy having on, and you're one of those guests.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I see you're a cat lover, too, and so am I.
Yeah, love cats. Jimmy probably hates them, but I love them. And, you know, my cat is, I'm growing wheatgrass again. And they love wheatgrass. Have you noticed that, Scott? They really?
Yeah. They usually regurgitate it, too.
Really? Oh, great. Is that what I got coming?
Yes. Great. So.
Oh, man. I got a house cat, so it's going to regurgitate. I might even regurgitate from drinking it today. But I'll tell you, if the cat is... Listen, the cat knows. They're not dumb. If they're eating the wheatgrass is good for you, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's what it's doing. It's detoxing their stomachs.
Okay, so Scott knows a lot more about what's going on here, even the vomiting that might take place.
Well, I'm usually up to my neck in vomit because of the deliverances I do.
Yeah, oh yeah, you're in hardcore deliverance. Yeah, that's one of the signs of a real deliverance worker. You know, I've been in deliverance for years, and I've seen people do deliverance, especially, I'm not going to mention something, but there's a church over here. And they in Jesus' name, oh, praise God. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm like, man, nothing came out there. You ain't doing nothing. Oh, I might feel better. No, there's nothing going on here. And there's a lot of that going on. When Whirly used to call that bat and butterfly deliverance. And there's a lot, well, I don't want to get sidetracked, but The reality of it is the sign of a true deliverance minister will be marked with violent manifestations, phlegm, mucuses, coughing, gagging, sneezing, eyes watering, so on and so forth. And foul things happen at meetings, we've seen. But, you know, with that being said, Scott, you know, we were touching on Trump earlier. I know you have a lot you want to touch on, especially some things on abortion. And a lot of things shifting in this nation. You're also a watchman. And you see what's going on right now. I mean,
yeah, I sure do.
It's pretty. People are looking for answers right now, Scott.
Well, you know, part of the game is the psyops that they're doing, playing the left and the right.
Yeah, Jimmy was saying that.
Yeah, it's good cop, bad cop. But you know, regardless of whoever is going to be elected, they'll continue. But I think Trump probably is the wild card that will change everything. And I'll just leave it at that. So if you're going to take anyone, I guess it's going to be Trump. So,
amen. Amen. We're on the Trump train here because we just want some stabilization in this country where, especially in the aspect of, like he was talking about, a lot of Christians are scared of talking, losing their tax exemption. You know, he's been eyeballing that. And I think he wants to do a lot with restoring a lot of the gonads to the voice of Christianity in this country. But without further ado, if you have a word to release on the radio tonight, that would be great.
Well, tonight we had a prayer vigilant on my show on Blog Talk, Julie Flores and I. She's an ex-practicing witch. She's an occult forensic specialist, and so she's very familiar.
Great, too. I've heard her on your show. She's very good, yeah.
So tonight we had, it's Beltane, and that means that we're at the top of the thinnest point of the spiritual veil, that they're doing the sacrifices of children in order to allow the demons through. So we were praying and warring against that tonight.
Wow, you're involved like our friend Russ Dizdar does a lot of counter. I think you're friends with Russ too, right?
Yes, I am familiar with him, and I call it a counterinsurgence.
Amen. I like that term. So we like to one day get Julie on too, or Julie and both of you guys on. But I know Sammy said you had something to touch on also on the what's going on with abortion too. Or,
well, abortion is also a sacrifice. This whole thing of Roe versus Wade was set in place in the 70s.
Yes.
And through the 55 or 60 million or whatever they want to call it, it's basically killing our own. And everything is to Moloch, everything's to Baal. And this, every time that a child is murdered who is innocent, gives demons legal right. And so we've come to a point where we've made the spirit realm accessible. Otherwise, we basically have put something in the door to keep it open. And this is one of the reasons we're seeing the influx of just absolute craziness in this country. You know, what was right is now wrong and vice versa. And the insanity of people's thinking. You know, liberalism isn't just a mental disorder, it's demon possession.
Mm.
And it's not good for anyone, because in the completeness of it is destruction. It's literally handing everything over to Satan. And one of the ways that was taking place is because of abortion. But Beltane, again, what they do is when they, you know, there's human trafficking or the abduction of children, you know, is quite high. And so with the children that they do the sacrifices to, in the terror of these children, their pineal gland and various other glands within the brain release different hormones.
Wow.
You know, like adrenaline and so forth. And to those that we refer to as reptilians, which are also the black nobility, which are the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergers, the Queen Elizabeth, they are reptilians. And so they're all involved with this, including other heads of state. And so they create this terror in the children, so their brains secrete this.
Wow.
And then they feast on them. And that is what's taking place right now. And that's why we prayed tonight.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow, a lot of gates open, doors open through the demonic. I will say, Scott, this country, after eyeballing what's going on recently, with the leftist mobs that that demonic door, like you said, it's a demonic power. They're in a frenzy right now.
Yes,
they're becoming violent, and we haven't seen anything like this in a long time in this country. So, I mean, are we going to see more of an uprise during heading into Cleveland, or where?
Well, I too get dreams and visions. In 2005, what I saw was absolute craziness, insanity, because the demons had finally got to a point where they broke through. So anybody who was lukewarm, anyone who was on the fence, anyone who really wasn't filled with the Spirit, then retained the demons. And I've mentioned before that if a nuclear bomb goes off, let's say like Los Angeles, and several million people are killed, well, if you have at least one demon in every person, there's going to be several million demons available to go to whoever has an open door. And so this chaos that we're seeing will be a mass disturbance of demons to the various people who have open doors. So I just have great concerns that the mainstream church has not done their job. Deliverance needs to be in every church, because I say if a church isn't doing deliverance, then it's a church full of demons. Now, I'm also dealing with a lot of witches within churches. I'm dealing with it here in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. That's where I'm at. I've just got through 30 days ago dealing with the situation. And because of this infiltration and the doctrines that have swayed us from being who we are, and I was listening to your show, you know, the Great Commission of Jesus Christ, Matthew 28, 16 through 20, we need to remember this is when Jesus came back after being crucified, and you know, going down and taking the keys of death and hell and returning. And he told the apostles to continue those commandments that he gave.
Amen.
Right? And so he fulfilled the law, but we're also under a new covenant. And that is to take back what the enemy has stolen. And unfortunately, we're not doing that. So the devil's got a foothold, and this is why we're in the predicament that we're in. But the political realm, the Illuminati, this black nobility have been controlling this for a very long time. And so it will be a God thing to take it back. Now, I wanted to mention, too, as I was listening to your show, that King David, you know, he was a man after God's own heart, but yet he was a murderer. He conspired. He did things. So you can be an heir. It's when you repent. It's when you come back to the Lord that he can use. So it doesn't matter if you're divorced. Doesn't matter what the situation is. Because of Christ's sacrifice and what he did,
amen,
when we repent, we are clean again. And that's what people are forgetting.
Mm, good word there. Yeah, you're right. I mean, a lot of people, there's a lot of, I would say, Scott and Jimmy, that I've noticed a lot of a judgmental, condemning spirit manifesting more than ever. And that also is very dangerous.
Yes, it is. Because the root of bitterness, as it takes into us, and I was listening to you too about, you know, arthritis and so forth, that is a problem. You know, our own bodies can become toxic as well as a demonic issue within people when they do not repent. God said, if you don't, you know, forgive, then I will not forgive you. So we have to. And if I'm doing a deliverance and there's bitterness within an individual, unforgiveness,
yeah,
that demon's not coming out because it has a legal right to be there.
Yeah.
So this cleansing of the soul to understand that we all make mistakes. Now, this is another thing that I stress with people, is that the perpetrators that have done harm to you, okay, they themselves, if they do not repent, will be thrown into the lake of fire. So when we understand that they too were abused, they too were demonized, they too have been through things, and this is why they're acting the way they are, is because the demons that are within them are acting out their ugly nature, which will lead to the second death.
Mm.
So when we understand that this great battle that's taking place is to segregate us, as you were talking about, then we are able to separate through this, see it for what it is, and start forgiving. Because that was the big thing with me when I came into deliverance ministry. I was a mess. I was abused and, you know, everything that you could ever imagine. But I made a point in making sure that I was not going to let the devil win by making me poisonous, not making me toxic. So pushing everything away, just like an associate of mine had said, you get onto a dock and you untie the boat and just push that boat away. Just let it go. Give it to God. And that's when he'll honor that and come in and take care of the business. Because if you don't, then demons have a legal right to you. And as a deliverance minister, that has to be one of the first things to do is to forgive.
Yeah. And you know what, Scott? I mean, Jimmy will also say, it can also create a block in your spiritual walk from hearing from the Lord. Direction spiritually can be shut down, whether through the dreams, word of knowledge, or direction. But also, finances can burn up.
Absolutely, yeah. The curse of poverty can be on a family, and it won't break until that is taken care of. Spoken curses, word curses, witchcraft curses, things that people say onto you, that speaking into the spirit realm, these things that are very toxic onto people. And I let people know, too, that come in, that what the demons can do when you're young, there can be a target on your back because there is a curse. Things can happen to you, and it puts a foundation into you to not understand your worth, because perpetrators like molesters will tell a child, if you tell anybody, then they'll know you're dirty. They won't love you anymore. So they keep this secret to them through their whole life.
Wow.
And so the demons then go take a coffee break for 30 years because the person becomes their own worst enemy because of the brainwashing, the things that have taken place. And one of the things about personality disorders, it isn't so much that there's a chemical disorder or that there's a demon. There can be a hardwiring of the way the person thinks because of the need for survival, like borderline personality disorder. And we're seeing this at a mass level now. And most people don't know how to deal with it, and it is hard to deal with. In fact, when you have these disorders, less than 1% recover from it. And whatever you want to call recovery, and if it means someone being on medication, that's not recovery. But the other reason that they don't recover is because they can't forgive themselves.
No.
See?
Jeez. Yeah. A lot of that, too. Jimmy, I've been trying to get him to forgive himself. I've been trying to grow that beard for 40 years. But I got beard. He says I got beard envy. I might, actually, because I've tried to grow beards. If I can grow a beard, I'd have a long beard. Forget
it. It's all right, Rich. I forgive you.
Yeah, I know. I forgive you too. But Scott's absolutely right on that. I mean, it's a big gateway in a lot of people's lives. And like you touched on earlier, a lot of people might have missed it, but he was saying a lot of people, the way they act is probably because some of the abuse they might have been through, and we have to take that into account. And when we reflect on the situation,
absolutely.
Maybe that person, we don't know sometimes what somebody's been through in their childhood, and so if they're acting a certain way, maybe the Lord will illuminate that to you and say, hey, look, I could see why that person is attacking me, and it gives you more of an opportunity to minister in grace, right, Scott?
Yeah. In fact, 90% of the people that come into my office have been sexually abused as children. And the devil doesn't play fair. When a perpetrator brings himself onto a child, there's a transfer of demons.
Yeah.
And so the child now has this as demon of perversion, a demon of hate. And now the person, not knowing that this is a demon, takes on this personality. And so it's one of, borderline personality disorder is a combination of specific demons and specific multiple personalities combined together. And I'm telling you that is the worst thing that Satan ever did to God's people, because they are so destructive to everybody. And in fact, Jezebel was a borderline. And so you know how destructive Jezebel was.
Yeah. Yeah, she was became a temple whore, high priestess of Baal, and that led to a lot of transgression in the land.
Right. And you know, when she was in the temple, you know, they were molesting her when she was a little girl. So that was where the first entry was for that.
Yeah, so she was grafted into that lifestyle.
Yes.
And continued to rise in the ranks to high priest.
Right. Yeah. But I will say this, that God always provides a way out. So we all make a decision sooner or later. I'm not giving anyone a free ticket out. There's a decision to make. We have to make that decision who we're going to serve. And I believe that the Holy Spirit comes to all of us.
Amen.
But the you know, Satan is such a slick, you know, sly dog that he tricks everyone. And so this is what we have to be careful of.
Amen. And what would you say in this hour, I mean, with the leftist mindset, what we're seeing with the rage building in them,
mm-hmm.
and the attack mentality, is this similar, you believe, to what was going on in the 70s? I mean, are we seeing that type of format, or is this worse?
It's worse. See, in the 70s, there was injustice. And we weren't full of fluoride. We weren't full of vaccines. We weren't full of the other things. So the natural tendency or fight or flight was more active.
Yeah.
It was one of the reasons they brought in drugs, was to calm everyone down, because they were becoming too rebellious. This was a CIA operation. But what we're seeing now is with demonization is the rage and anger demons are actually feeding and working through, because any time that you operate in this darkness, operate in the lack of love, like being cast out into outer darkness, that's where the demons thrive. And so the demons are actually acting out their ugly nature. So I'm saying that these people that are behaving this way are demon possessed, and they literally are going to be a mass destruction. Now, one of the other visions that I saw was that there were like Muslims coming out of the East Coast ocean and stepping onto the shore, and they had these little gunny sacks, and they were opening up the gunny sacks, and these snakes were coming out, and these were Islamic curses.
Wow.
Now we see what Obama's doing, and I've said this before, that, you know, there's about 30,000, 35,000 stainless steel guillotines have been purchased. They're stored in the closed down Walmarts. They're in the FEMA camps. And if anyone's going to be to operate this machine, it would be someone is the Islamic faith who already has it in their spirit, who's already demonized to behead people. And I really think that's what's going on. So Obama is really contaminating this country.
Oh, my God. I can't wait till he goes away. Or I believe he's going to the UN, like I've said eight years ago.
Yeah. I think so, too, yes.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you, I saw some of these Black Lives Matter people that were linking themselves together to try to stop Donald Trump. And they all had these shirts on that said, "This black woman is God." You know, what is that all about?
Well, those are Antichrist spirits. Anytime that you focus onto yourself or call yourself, to not accept Christ, to not understand who he is and put him first, is an anti-action. So it's Antichrist spirits.
Yeah, they're saying that they are God.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Right, and narcissism, Satan was the first one. And so anytime that you focus on yourself, whenever you have the lack of love for someone, for your fellow man or other people, otherwise, the hate and the rage that they have. See, they should be able to come together and discuss this. Instead, they would rather beat us over their head with their agenda and their thoughts. So there is no love in them. Even as a Christian, if you have no love in you, Paul says you're but a clanging cymbal. And I heard you mention about the epistles. Absolutely, the epistles are every bit of that scripture, and they should be something that we retain. There's a great move to remove Paul. Because he was such an inspiration on spiritual warfare. And it's also one of the reasons they're removing Jesus from everything.
Mm.
Because in the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, the demons flee. And so if you're not allowed to say Jesus, then the demons can run amok. And so this is actually what they're doing.
Wow. I will tell you, this country right now is breached in so many ways. I mean, I know because of the transgression, we have breaches spiritually and in the land itself. But in the same token, it's like from watching the Mexican mobs running around, and attacking. It was kind of shocking to me to see that. Like, you know, I just know for a fact, Scott, that we couldn't go to Mexico right now, me, you, and Jimmy. Like tonight, if we just went to Mexico, the three of us, and started lighting Mexican police cars on fire and turning them over, what would happen to us?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, Santeria, which is a basic form of occult witchcraft in the Hispanic community, has been infiltrating into the United States.
Oh yeah, big time.
And I've had to deal with it quite a bit myself. I actually spent 47 years in Phoenix, so I'm very familiar with the Hispanic population. You know, I can't be against anyone wanting to better themselves, but there are ways to do it. And obviously, by taking our borders down, allows any of the enemy through. But with Catholicism and Santeria being mixed together, sometimes referred to as blue witchcraft, is what has taken over this area. So that's why those people are thinking the way they are. And if the churches were doing what they were supposed to do and had deliverance ministries, this would not be taking place.
Yes.
We wouldn't have Obama in the White House, and we just wouldn't be in the mess that we're in. Because
it all resorts back to the complacency.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. And I want a space of time. You know, I look at, you know, if we could just get some things under control, it would be nice to see some revivals break out, true revivals, not gold dust feathers, but more so people, like you said earlier, repentance, the foundation to deliverance and healing in every aspect,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
through salvation and their bodies. And listen, like in the 1950s, you know, where the great tent revivals are going on. And it'd be nice to see something like that and great deliverance meetings, you know, with you and other people.
Yeah.
And it's just a hypocrisy that we're seeing. I was talking to Jimmy earlier, you know, Mexico and Guatemala's got a wall.
Yes.
And they're calling us racist for wanting a wall here. Why aren't they calling themselves racist on the Guatemalans?
Yes, and I've seen that fence, and that's quite extensive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have? Okay, so it's like, mm-hmm. you see the hypocrisy?
Yes.
I mean, do they think we're dumb not to see it? It's like unbelievable where we're at with this, the liberals. So, with that being said, I've had enough of it. I really believe that we have to get this nation under control. The church needs to get back focused again. Not worry about losing the 501(c) because they said this or said that. And I believe that's an issue too. And we need more David Wilkerson's in the land, you know?
Yeah.
People that are going to stand.
Yeah, lawlessness is huge. Rebellion is huge. It's as if it was witchcraft. And so by the actions that we see of the people that, you know, of their nature, is actually putting us in a position that draws us away from godly behavior. And any time that you get away from God, that's when the devil slips in. So the devil's in the detail of all of this.
Mm.
And as soon as we understand that and start acting accordingly, as we were called to do through Jesus,
amen,
this is going to continue. So,
yeah.
Again, if he did not return, there would be no flesh left alive.
So, where are you located, Scott?
I am Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, so I'm up in the panhandle between Spokane and Missoula.
Idaho?
Mm-hmm.
They got good potatoes out there.
Well, not here. We're up in the Rocky Mountains, the Bitterroots. This is all fishing and kayaking. Absolutely. It's beautiful here.
I would like that. I would like to get out of here, man. I've had it with New York. Besides, if they didn't have good pizza here, I'd be out of here. And I'm serious. I'm not even kidding.
You know how many years I've been here and you say you're leaving New York, Rich?
Well, dude, I got news for you. If Hillary gets in, I'm going to be living in Cebu City, bro. I'll be
right
in the Philippines.
Door.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to be right next to
you. I'll be
door,
having
man.
Coffee Field. You see me with a straw hat over there riding a bike. But, Scott, we're almost at the top, so I want to get your contact information. For anybody okay. listening that's out on WWCR tonight, we are live tonight, people. But I will tell you, Scott, if you want to hear his broadcast, you can get it on Blog Talk Radio, I believe. So, Scott, can you give out contact information?
Well, my website is scotthensler.org, and the ministry is Scott Hensler Network. And at my website is all the contact information. But tonight I'm going to be on KFNX in Phoenix. And as I said tonight, we had a prayer vigilant for the children who were abducted. And so I'm pretty active, but if you go to scotthensler.org, everything is there. And I've got a lot of YouTube video teachings as well. So.
And you could spell Hensler for us.
H-E-N-S-L-E-R. ScottHensler.org.
That's right. And it's easier than because I always spell things wrong. That's been my biggest problem. I need you to pray for me. Sometimes I thought there was an O in there. You know? But praise God. Scott, thank you for joining us tonight.
Yes.
But really covered a lot of things. And I'm going to re-listen to the broadcast because, you know, like he said earlier, abortion is sacrifice. We're seeing so many doors and gateways open in this land through certain levels of transgression. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're at the top of the hour. Scott, thank you for joining us, sir. God bless you. And we bid you peace. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So we have Scott Hensler on. Yeah, I got to get better with my spelling skills, you know. You too, Jimmy. The both of us.
I'm terrible at spelling.
Yeah, I know. You made me this way. I used to be good, I believe. All right, Watch Radio at top of the hour. By the grace of God, I'll be back next week. The Lord loves you. We love you. And good night. Peace. Bye, Jimmy.
Shalom.